The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and it is actually Carl and Linda Bott today.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Hey, Jared, turn me up just a little.
That's how you turn.
Well, I know how to do that.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying is that. I felt like I needed more.
Okay.
Anyway, good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Look at you getting ready for spring.
Yep.
Haircut.
I got a total buzz.
Beard.
Buzz cut.
Beard buzz. Not a buzz. Beard trim.
I don't think he got a beard trim, but I think he said.
It was a little bit.
A little bit.
Last night he didn't mean to cut it that short, his head.
Yeah, I actually had it cut longer, and then a friend tried to touch it up and ended up with a bald spot.
Well, I tell you what, true story here. Of course, every time you start out with true story, you go, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. And when we were in Somalia, we'd give each other haircuts. And we had a first sergeant. It was really good. But sometimes I'd do it. But the first question I'd ask him is, when are you rotating out? If it was within 6 weeks, I'd say, you probably want to go see first sergeant. Because the haircuts I give are, they're final haircuts. I mean, you have a mohawk. And sometimes it looks like, it looks like somebody put a horseshoe on the top of your head. That's about it.
So, oh, my God.
Anyway, so if you ever need a horseshoe-type look on the top of your head, just let me know.
I will come to you.
Thanks. You know what? Speaking of beauty though.
Should we do the weather?
We have the weather.
Yeah. Speaking of beauty, it is a beautiful weekend. Overnight tonight, rain with our lows of around 50 and showers throughout the day. Tomorrow calls for 70% chance of showers with a high of 60 and our lows of 51. Sunday, chance of showers with a high of 68 and a low of 55. And Monday, showers again with a high of 68 and a low of 48. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where your customers are warm friends. They're locally owned, veteran-owned, 365-3793.
Now we get to the beautiful Amy, and I tell you what, this is the cutest one you brought in
a
long
puppy.
Time. This is a puppy, and I can tell you right now, when you go down to adopt this puppy, she'll be gone today.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. You will have my DNA in her mouth, because she's been licking my face. She is just a beautiful, friendly little puppy.
Yeah, so this is Daisy. Daisy's about 3 months old. Her breed is a little up in the air. It's hard to tell sometimes, really.
But
she came in with a male, like an adult male lab, so like together. So it might have been dad or something.
Could be.
But she looks like a lab color. She's like the yellow lab color
her
back.
Is,
and then she has a
shepherd face with the ears up.
Yeah, that she's got a shepherd face with the ears up. But then she has short legs.
So we're not sure.
And kind of a long body.
But
so
no pity in there.
Maybe a fox.
Very
no,
sweet disposition, though. Sweet, yeah. Sweet disposition.
Oh, yeah. She is just adorable. Now she's just looking around. When you go over to pet her, though, it's just she's your best friend.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's playful,
she's a
fun
puppy,
but
oh,
she does calm pretty easily
yeah.
for
oh, yeah.
a puppy.
She's been sitting there in your lap, you know, just
she's
looking around.
Right
now she's whining.
Yeah. She's whining.
All right. So, Amy, I love how you always select your pet of the week. And so how are things happening? What's happening at the shelter?
So we have a ton of things happening. We have it's 'tis the season for Haven. Like, a lot of our events happen in springtime, and we have a lot of stuff going on. Right now our shelter is extremely full, which tends to happen from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of amazing dogs and just not a ton of foot traffic at the moment. So we're trying to really encourage people to come see what we have. You know, we have cute little dogs like Daisy that are looking for a home. So we are doing a $25 adoption special for dogs called Some Bunny to Love. It's our Easter our Easter one. All dogs in the shelter are $25 until Easter, so we're really excited about offering that. So that's, you know, a screaming deal if you ask me.
Yeah.
And then also there is a cat special as well, thanks to Pet Finder Foundation. They have sponsored the adoption fees for the first 40 cats that are over the age of one. So any adult cats adoption fees are only $10 through the Pet Finder Foundation. So that's really awesome. We have a kitten nursery shower coming up next weekend. It's from 11 to 3 next Saturday. That one's going to be really fun. So if you've ever been to a baby shower, it's exactly the same thing except for cats. So, you know, things that baby kittens need, like bottles and, you know, formula and, yeah, toys to play with and warmies and, you know, things warmies. Like that. Warmies, blankies. We have a full list on our website on our Facebook event for the shower. There's also a link to Amazon that shows everything we need for the kitten nursery. So it's going to be really fun. There's going to be drinks and games, and it's just going to be like, you know, a really fun drinks, appetizers. Come and mingle. You also can tour the new kitten nursery because a lot of people have seen it. So it's kind of fun.
The date for that again?
I believe that's the 13th.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
It's next Saturday. So.
All right. Yeah. And so then while you're there, you can always go over and see the doggies that are available. Oh, she's just adorable.
Sorry, that cracked me up. That was like a full whine with no stops for a minute.
And then, of course, she had to yawn in the middle of it. She goes,
she's sweet, though. I mean, she's not.
She's not fighting to get off your lap, which almost any dog, you know, at this point, elk killer. Would have had me by the throat.
Would have been sitting on your shoulder like a parrot by now.
Trying to eat through my Adam's apple because I was holding her for over 2 minutes. So this is great. Okay, now anybody can come down.
Come down. Come meet Daisy.
Come meet Daisy. Daisy will be gone today.
Yeah.
I mean, what if Daisy isn't gone today and she's still there Monday? We may have to take a serious look about.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen, though.
That's yeah. Right.
She's too cute for that.
Yeah, she is.
You're right.
We always think about getting a playmate for Snooki.
Look at that.
She's really cute.
She's got her paws on the table and her little face down on her paws.
Yeah.
Like, you're the perfect guest. You sit there, you look cute, you don't say anything stupid. And you don't say anything stupid. You leave that all to the host.
I bet Mark wishes I was more like that.
Oh, boy.
No? He's like, just go on the radio and don't say anything. Otherwise, you're going to say something stupid.
Well, it's kind of hard to describe the dog, you know, and every those other things. No.
Well, we love our partnership with you, by the way. Pet of the week, Amy comes in. She selects the pet. I know that you do your media round, so we always get to see when we have the, you know, Channel 7 on in the morning before while we're getting ready to come here. We get to see
the weather.
There's no surprises, though. I don't get to bring a tortoise and surprise you.
Well,
guys,
now, sometimes we don't. I mean, you know, it's not, we don't watch it every morning, but, you know, on... we have some bat managed to see the last couple weeks, but mainly we're just watching weather because I'm just seeing how wet I'm going to be for this whole weekend when I'm standing out in fields.
You're disappointed for sure.
When I'm standing out in fields and nothing's out there except me.
Well, don't go there now because you start to. But anyway, so Daisy is up for adoption and you guys open at 9.
11 for 11. Visiting, okay, but you 11. Can give us a call as early as 8:30.
Okay. That's right. And say, hey, look, I want to be first in line to see Daisy.
Yeah.
Can't just say that.
You can say fill out an application.
Okay. Yeah.
She's a sweet dog. She is a definite, that's a keeper.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you so much, Amy, for
thank
everything.
Thank you, Amy. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You and everything that Haven Humane does.
Stay dry with your turkeys or whatever.
Absolutely. We'll see you next Friday.
No, okay. I got turkey yesterday.
Okay. Thanks, Amy. Well, do you want to share a little bit about...
After the break.
Well, okay. Before we take a break, I want to let you know, our listeners here on Friday morning... that we have a group of tickets, a family pack to give away for Shrek. Actually, it's for tonight. It's opening night tonight. So if you've got a family and you're thinking, it's raining. We thought we were going to whatever. It's at 7 o'clock p.m., so we're going to be giving those away. And next break, I've got rodeo tickets. We have Safari Club International ticket.
This is
just a ticket day.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Safari Club International is a couple's ticket. Two people for dinner and the whole
It's a $90 value. Right. So we'll be giving that away in the 8 o'clock hour. But we're going to be covering headlines and all kinds of things this morning. It's the two of us here at Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by...
Third Bluff Roundup, April 19th to the 21st. We're getting there. Largest three-day rodeo in the country with over 600 contestants that compete for over $250,000 in prize money. You've got to remember that everything there, they have the barrel racing, the bareback rock, the horse racing. How about the wild horse race? Now, does it get any more dangerous thrilling and crazy? And I mean, you know, it's like, wow, that guy is still alive.
Is this the only
mutton busting
rodeo that you know of that has wild horse races?
That's the only one I know.
I mean, I've been to, like, you know, Cody, Wyoming. I used to go to the Folsom Rodeo all the time. I've been to.
I've been rodeos all over the.
Yeah. So, but this is the first time I've seen the wild horse. It scares
sometimes they'll have, you know, inside the arena. This is the only one that puts them on a track that goes all the way around the arena. Mm. So, I mean, this is over a quarter mile.
And they try to saddle. These are wild horses. They try to saddle the horse or get on the horse, however they can get on the horse.
Well,
they've got
to put a saddle on it.
I think some of the guys have gone bareback. The saddle didn't work. They got on the horse held on to the mane. And they ran
around. It's wild and crazy.
It's wild and crazy. And sometimes the horses go halfway around the ring and then say,
they have literally come almost all the way around, and for some reason the first horse goes, nah. Turns around, they all turn around, and then they race back the other way. Sometimes this race lasts a long time. In fact, you know, I'm not sure. Sometimes I think the race 2 years ago is still running right now around the streets of Red Bluff. Okay, Red Bluff Roundup. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he goes.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the stations of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:20 in the morning. It's 53 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be raining. So from the reports we've had, they're going to be having some thunderstorms rolling through here. That's me. Sorry. Wait a minute. I fixed it. I know we were getting some feedback. I'm going, where is that? That was me. It's my computer. What is this about computers? What is this about computers that have to feed you things where you don't want them and you have to fight them? And then in the middle of the page, all of a sudden it comes an ad for something you don't even know anything about, you don't want to go to, and it's just there. What is this?
I don't know. It's infuriating.
It is infuriating. And the fact, you know, people say, well, you can fix that. You have to, it does take like 10 minutes in a website professional to come in and do that. And I said, well, no, see, I can do it just by turning off the sound. Then I don't have to listen to these crazy people. So, anyway, the good thing about right now is that Alliance Heating and Air is taking over this segment, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century. You know, they've got professionals trained in every make and model of heating and air conditioning. Give them a call at 221-2642. They were voted best in North State. They're the ones that do our HVAC. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you what, and let me tell you something, too. The owners, Martin and Pam, are just really, nice people.
They work
and
hard.
They've been here. They do work hard.
They've invested hard and invested deeply into our community. They have great people they brought up that, you know, that have maybe started and then they advance them. And I mean, Pam, you know, she's in the office doing the book work, and they're really fun, interesting, hardworking people. And so we love, and he's a veteran.
Oh, yeah.
It's a veteran-owned business.
Okay, you said you were going to be giving away some tickets.
I am, but can we hear about turkey?
Oh, okay.
I mean, everybody wants to know. We talked about it yesterday.
I was hunting.
Three friends, you and two friends.
With probably two of the best hunters.
You take people out on professional hunt.
I mean, these are professional guys, and they have a high success rate. And they hunt all the time. And we all love one thing. We love to turkey hunt. So we just happen to all
And you
days.
Love the brotherhood of, you yeah. know, the whole
yeah.
part
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, Perry and Ted. Ted and Perry, and the, or Terry Carl.
Three amigos.
And whatever it is. The So we were going out to a place. We know there's turkeys. That's where I took the young man for the Jake hunt, and that's the one I had turkeys all over me. I was afraid I was going to get turkey mobbed. You know, how embarrassing that, because it was on video. I mean, you know, oh, guys, don't come over the hill and jump on me. Then I'm rolling around the ground with six horny turkeys.
Never mind.
I don't want to go there. No. I don't want to go there.
The visual.
I have the visual. And luckily, he was getting it. You know, I was not going to hit that hen call one more time because it would have been Fist City. It would have been Fist City. So,
okay.
Anyway, so we're out there. And these guys, when they call turkeys, they sound like turkeys. They sound so much like a turkey. I almost leaned over and shot one of them. We were all sitting together. That's how good they are. Well, the turkeys came out in the field, but something was wrong. And this weather is such that they're not even like the tom's not even really chasing the hens around out there with the weather the way it is right now. So, and then a deer runs through it when we were sitting there, chases all the turkeys away. As soon as they see the deer running, they all run in the opposite direction. So then we go out and we climb up the side of a mountain, very similar to El Capitan. We had to rope in the no. Well, we climbed up and called all along this area, not one gobble. Stopped on like four or five places on the way back. Not one gobble did we hear. We were back by what, 10:30 or 11? I was back at work. I came in. My cami came in. Had to do some work here before I could leave. But it was a great day because we were out in the woods. It was absolutely beautiful out there. You know, it's beautiful. We have such beautiful country around here. This is up towards Shingletown, out around there. It's beautiful. But
No turkey. What can I say? Well, really, I you know what? Ted didn't get a turkey, so I didn't want to make him feel bad, is what happened. Well, really, we didn't accept the
okay,
little.
So you've got your opening day or your opening weekend of, you know, well, everybody had to hear your turkey.
That's okay. You may
it
hear,
came in yesterday.
You may
in
hear
your
another
camo.
One. Yeah, you may hear another one next week.
All right. Okay, so now let's talk about, we're going to switch gears here because it's 7:25.
First of all, turkeys are not the town turkeys. Everybody says, what's so hard about shooting a turkey? My God, they're over pecking on my window in the morning to wake me up. You know, they cross in the crosswalks. You know, they've been mm-hmm. in town so long. Let me just say to you, my friends, these are not the ones that roost on your house. These are not the ones that come in and poop all over your yard. Those are town turkeys. Those are different than than woods
you
turkeys.
Town turkey.
They're town turkeys and with town people. Then we have mountain woods turkeys, and then we have field turkeys. Field turkeys are different than woods turkeys. You want to know why?
Why?
Well, because they're raised out in these fields. You know, they come out in these fields to feed from the woods, and they're used to this clear area around them that they can see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if anything out there isn't the same, mm-hmm. isn't the same, they don't like it. And then you hear the fateful, boink, boink, boink. Which means there's something wrong
now,
here.
Now, turkeys can't, there's not a smell like you would with deer and elk.
Thank God they don't have a,
but they
thank
have
God
a,
their noses, they don't have, they can't smell as well as another animal because then we'd be overrun by turkeys.
But they have incredible
eyesight. And hearing.
Okay.
But incredible eyesight. And they know what's in their area. And if there's something that hadn't been there, they don't like it. So. That's why, but you can put a blind up 4, 5, 6, 7 days before, and they get used to it. Okay.
All right, so just a switch of gears here, because I do not, this is like a special special moment here, where I actually thought that these tickets were spoken for, but they weren't. They were released to me last night. Tonight is opening night for Shrek. Oh, my gosh. And Cascade Goes Green and Shrek the Musical, Dash Waterby and Regina Mancha have two things in common. They're making their Cascade Theater debuts, and they're falling in love with a lumbering, green, huge ogre named Shrek. Now, I've watched as this was people auditioned for it. You've seen it on the front of course, the Date magazine.
We've had the two main characters in here, Donkey and the Princess.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing production. Okay, so I have two sets of tickets. I have a set of two in the same row J, and I have four in the row of D. And these are really special tickets, especially on opening night, which you know is the most
tonight.
Exciting night. And that is for 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. So I do want you to give me a call, not because you're getting a freebie, but because you really are interested in going and sitting in the theater and watching this wonderful production of Shrek.
This is for all ages, though, as they said, there's going to be jokes the kids aren't going to get.
Right.
Because it's Shrek, and it's not a Disney thing. It's a
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks. It's a DreamWorks production, and this has been going on all over the country. They've done everything here. They've made the costumes here. They've had it all. All of it right here.
We'll be getting calls, and like I said, we've got either a set of two in row J or a set of four in row D. Now, if you have a family, you know, you want to bring your kids and you want to do a family thing, we can do that too. You just, maybe mom and dad are sitting in row J and the kids are in row D. And, you know, we love the Cascade. There's never been a show at the Cascade Theater that we have not thoroughly enjoyed. Every seat's a good seat. And we partner with Enjoy, we partner with Enjoy the magazine, but we also partner with the Cascade, and we love promoting the Cascade, anything the Cascade. So, love the fact that Shrek is their springtime musical, and here it is. So, anyway, I'm going to be repeating that again in the next,
if
until
you want
these
a
tickets
ticket,
are
though.
Given away.
Yeah, if you want
605-4567.
Give us a call.
The phone, we do have, okay, Jared.
Yeah, we just had Carrie, and she took the two tickets for,
okay.
I forgot which row
Thank
that
you very
was.
Much, Carrie.
Okay, that's row J, two tickets.
For Carrie.
For Carrie. Now, I think these are, you know, these are like.
Are they next to each other?
Yeah.
No, the four.
No, she wants two.
I. But are the four in charge?
Yes, four, and it's all row D. So you got 103, okay. 104, 101, 102. So
oh, that's great.
You're going to sit together.
That
and
may
like
be
I,
on the end.
You know, this is opening night. I love the fact that there's an excitement here. And think about what it is to do with, you know, this musical with Shrek, the costumes. You've seen the pictures. I've heard about the set.
I think we've got a somebody just called.
Yeah, okay. So this is great because – and this gets me – this is the kind of thing that really drives me and gets me very excited. I love – in our community, to be able to have a radio station that Carl and I founded, partner with some of these great, wonderful things that we do. Of course, we're going to be also giving tickets away to the Red Bluff Roundup later and Safari Club International.
That phone call was something else. So we
okay. No, that was train of motion that they're gone now. We Bruce Morin took the last four.
Okay. Oh,
well, thanks,
which,
Bruce.
Okay, Bruce. Now, you guys have to come to the station today and get the tickets. This is not will call.
So come on down.
Come down and get them, and we'll have them at the, you know, somebody will be here today, I think, probably till noon. So
at least noon, probably later than that. But I would get here by noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll have your name on them, and we'll make sure those are at the front for you. If you come in and somebody's not here, they're in the back there. So just, you know, hang out. We're going to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio is the name of our program, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Osteani Arms, 2539 Larson was just in there the other day. They had all these magazines for sale, and then they're gone. And now it looks like there's going to be an injunction on the injunction or a stay on the injunction starting today, I think, at 5 p.m. So if you still want to buy standard, standard capacity magazines, you might want to give Bosniani Arms a call at 222-8222 or even better, go on down there. John and Sarah, great. This is the only place I buy guns at because I value, first of all, the fact that they give veterans discounts, but they also are very knowledgeable. They have a great selection of anything you could possibly want. Bosniani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning, 54 degrees. It's going to be raining and raining hard today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join us for the 12th annual One Safe Place Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event at California Street Lab on April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's right, Walk a Mile is downtown. Various downtown businesses have collaborated to bring you an event to remember. The walk will be followed with live music, games, art, beverages, and more. All donations will be matched dollar for dollar by the McConnell Foundation Challenge Grant to support One Safe Place youth and children's programs. Don't forget your heels!
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was singing wild, the sun is singing low, we could go.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear big day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. It's going to be raining hard today. And there's flash flood warnings and all these types of things. Some of the things happen, as you know, there was a man killed Tuesday during a struggle with police.
In Reading
here. Out there by School of the Arts,
right.
Those areas out there, people reported. A witness said that he saw him acting erratically, and we went over to talk to him. The guy had a pistol in his belt, and then he actually took it out and was holding it in his hand. So they reported it. And another guy that was watching this guy saw him saw a pistol in his belt. Other people watched him walking around. They said he had something in his hand, but they couldn't tell what it was. Well, then, of course, the police respond immediately for things like this,
right.
Of course, especially in your schools. Well, first officer came, called for backup, and they approached the guy, and they said, show us your hands. Don't put your hands in your belt. Don't do any of that stuff. Well, he did. Well, and then they started to cuff him, and then he started fighting. He got loose. He reached for his belt, and the other officer shot him. And it appears that they have not found the gun yet. But there's time in between, and there's a lot of open areas out there. Yeah, I tell you, on the line we have Sam Paredes. Sam Paredes, who is the director of Gun Owners of California. Sam, thank you so much for me calling you and you calling me right back, because Congressman LaMalfa was going to be on at 8 o'clock today, and I heard, and yesterday it was he's on Air Force One right now with Trump, with President Trump. So I question his priorities, but okay. But I am so glad I was able to get a hold of you, even if it's for 15 or 20 minutes. What's going on with this, with the magazine thing?
It's a huge news, and although it's not the best thing that could happen for us, but for sure this judge in Southern California was looking out for the law-abiding citizens in the state of California. Judge Benitez, a federal judge in San Diego, last Friday ruled that the magazine laws in the state of California were unconstitutional, that magazines constituted bearable arms according to the Constitution, and therefore could not be infringed upon. The ownership, the possession, the acquisition, they couldn't control them. So he declared the entire a section of the law having to do with magazines unconstitutional. And he directed the Attorney General to inform all law enforcement officers that they cannot enforce that section of the penal code. So, as you can imagine, there was a buying frenzy.
Oh,
everybody
no. Yeah.
Everybody went out to buy any and every what we call standard capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds,
mm-hmm.
And for handguns, for rifles, for, you can't get them for shotguns, but for rifles and for handguns. And then we had the manufacturers like Ruger, who announced that they emptied their entire inventory of LCMs, large capacity magazines, to their distributors to sell in California as quickly as possible. So since last Friday, everybody has been buying, ordering online,
trying to get them in anyway. You can't find them around town here.
Yeah. So what happened was the attorney general appealed the ruling to Judge Benitez and to the Ninth Circuit Court. Now, the judge, they have a definition on a four-step process they go through in order to issue a stay. He went through the four-step process, and he said it was very close. But in fact, because he issued a stay on his own ruling, he got to set the terms. If he had not issued a stay and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was the one to issue a stay, they could have issued a stay and said that all magazines that have been purchased in the state of California since last Friday are now contraband and illegal, and the purchasers could be arrested. Well, what Judge Benitez said was that everybody, all of those magazines would be legal, and everybody has, this stay will not go into effect until 5 o'clock today. So if you don't have your magazines in possession by 5 o'clock today, then they are illegal magazines.
Yeah, you can't have them overnighted to you. You can't do anything. It's got to be, you have to have them in your possession at 5 p.m.
That's correct. That means if you had them overnighted, it better have happened yesterday. If UPS or FedEx or the post office arrives at 5:05, then those magazines are illegal to possess. Now, I have no idea how the Attorney General is going to know about all of this stuff, but the reality is that is the law.
Okay. Well, that was good to what he did then. And so all the people that went out and bought magazines, they can keep them then.
Yes, they can keep them. All of the magazines that people already possess remain legal. All of the new magazines you get are legal. Now, here's the issue. You can use them on all of your pistols. You know, all of a sudden, you can use a 17-round magazine and a Glock 17, 15-round magazine and a Glock 19, your 12 or 15-round magazine, your Beretta 92. You can use them all because they're legal to possess. You own them and possess them legally. If you put one of your newly acquired 30-round magazines into your AR-15, if you have what is called a California-compliant AR-15, you are, in essence, manufacturing an assault weapon, and that could put you in the trouble.
Oh.
If you have a featureless AR-15, you can put all the magazines you want into it. So, and the difference is that the featureless has the funny-looking stock. It doesn't have the
You know what? The featureless, I know several people and have built them. Not built them, but put them together. And, they look different. They handle a little bit differently, but, they still fire the same.
Yep, they still go boom.
Yeah, still go boom.
And you can use 30-round magazines in those.
Wow.
But if you've got the kind that breaks open and flips open and cracks in order to remove the magazine, that would be a California compliant one, and you cannot put a 30-round magazine in that, or you would be manufacturing an assault weapon. So, folks, be careful out there. If you have any questions, call us at Gun Owners of California at 916-984-1400. Talk to your dealers. Don't do anything dumb. We know how the Attorney General of the state of California is. They'd like nothing better than to arrest as many law-abiding gun owners who have inadvertently broken the law. And as you and I are talking, Carl, the laws are so messed up and so confusing.
Oh, no, Sam, gosh. You know, Sam, I want to have you back on. We're going to have you back on for a whole hour here as soon as we can.
Okay.
Hopefully next week. I know you've got another interview and you've got to run, but I so much appreciate you taking time to talk to us Northerners about that, because it was confusing, because I got the showing the stay and all that, and I thought, well, that's weird. And then you just explained it. Benita saved us. Otherwise, they would have put another stay on it, which would have made it all illegal starting last week. So
That's correct.
So they can make even more of us criminals.
Yep, that is absolutely correct. And Carl, there's nothing but good people up all throughout Northern California, and I don't want any of them to get in trouble. We're going to keep fighting to restore the Second Amendment and protect it here in California. We're going to keep that fight going. But for right now, be armed and informed and obey the law, because we are the law. We follow the law. We are not the lawbreakers.
Right.
When we don't like it, we work to change it, and that's what we're doing.
Okay, now how do people get a hold of Gun Owners of California?
You can go to our website at www.gunownersca.com, GUNOWNERSCA.com, or call us at the office at 916-984-1400. If you have any doubts, if you have any questions, call and get the truth. Don't guess.
There you
know, your freedom is too important.
Absolutely. Sam,
well, thank you so much for your expediency and getting right back to us.
Thank you, Sam.
Really appreciate it. Okay, we're going to take a break.
Thanks
here
a lot,
on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com and experience how they move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank.
Coming up, we're going to talk about a new business in town.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips in the moonlight shadow.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson Speak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson Speak Performance.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Saturday, April 20th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal, $5 free slot play, and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Classic cars are better at the river.
What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here.
Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. 54 degrees out there. The weather brought to you by, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And we're going to
365-3793.
And we're going to have rain today with our lows of 50 and our highs of 60. As we look through the weekend forecast, we just have little dark boxes, 70%. 50%, 60% chance of showers throughout the weekend through Monday. But that means like right now, the skies are, it's not raining.
It's getting brighter. And it's just because we're supposed to have thunderstorms later heavy winds. So, anyway.
Hey, we want to do a shout out.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give them a call. 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. When it comes to repairing windshields, there's nobody better than Jeff Wurst. Better known business that guarantees his work for life. Doesn't get any better than that.
Well, let's talk about businesses, and we shout out to our advertisers, which we use, and really appreciate that. But there's a new business in town, and well, actually they've been here before, but they've expanded, and I love how they've taken the downtown Wendy's and completely transformed it.
Which used to be a hangout for...
I don't know, but it's beautiful. Road. The signage is beautiful. And, I used to go every year to... and I haven't done it, well, since I became a business owner in the Reading. But in my... before that, I used to go twice a year to a place down in Southern California that would be like a retreat of where, fasting and juicing and just like cleaning out. So, you change the oil in your car, and I used to feel like if you want to have the best high maintenance, or the best maintenance or the highest performance of your vehicle, it's the same with your body. So every year it's good to do an annual, find out what your numbers are, clear, clean, all that stuff. So I'm really excited to see that Roots Juice Bar is in downtown Reading, and of course that was where Wendy's is. Now,
for the longest time, I thought Roots had nothing to do with juice.
Oh, really?
I thought it had to do with
hair.
No, I thought it had to do with weed.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought, and then until I read about it at one time, because you hear the name Roots. I just thought it was something like that.
There's a wonderful article in the Date magazine written by our good friend Mark Bichon.
Bichon. You know what, Beachy is. I tell you what, if he is a foodie, and he goes and he gives reviews on places from hamburgers to like 5-star meals. I mean, it's just
He says I typically get the beetroot tortilla, 2 sauces, pesto and gringotas, and all of the ingredients plus organic turkey for $1.50 extra, and I ask for it to be grilled for 1 minute. It's quite a meal, and my wife loves the wraps, too. The sauces and tortillas are made fresh every day, and the owners say they're so excited about the positive response. There's, you can get vegan. And he says, my favorite juice is the V7. Now, Carl loves V8, but listen to the V7. A spicy mix of tomato, romaine, jalapeno, cilantro, celery, carrot, and black pepper. Now, all this stuff is made fresh. You're not going to get any canned, which you're not really sure what's in it. And I love the fact it's open at 6:30. So, as we're looking and the summer months are coming and you want to shed, you're thinking about cleaning your body, and you just don't go in and get your little sausage drive-through burger or whatever you do in the morning, they have a wonderful, healthy alternative. They have it's called an acai bowl. And with that, you're getting granola, cashews, and almond butter. I just love it. So check this out. And Organic wrap is like $8.
I expect to see you down there all the time then, getting that organic food.
Well, no, what I love the fact is that I will do a drive-through and get a juice. They have like the kale juice. And
yeah, but what
those
about,
are great
do they have Chardonnay?
They do have Chardonnay.
They do have. So you can do a drive-through Chardonnay?
I don't know. They have mostly wine. No, because there's a sit-down. They're talking about the padded, you know, seats and how wonderful it is. So what a great, you know, and come summer, you know, we live about four main streets from downtown. So this year, you know, we're always saying it's so hot. So no, we are walking this summer. I want to do the downtown park, walk to O'Leary's, walk to the Cascade. And then Roots is right to everything is right around here. And
you can walk from to everything.
This is that whole downtown scene that we want. You know, you experience things differently when you walk it, right? So the farmer's market hasn't been.
Oh, you sure do.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah, we're giving CCW classes concerning that, but no. I've heard about it, and I think that but I didn't know that they served. I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was kind of be like a, you know, like one of these juice places, but it's not. It serves
they have
regular
food
and
absolutely, and you can go in and have. Let me see again. You can see in this article about the hours. So it opens at 6:30 to 10 p.m. So you know, and then Sunday 6:30 to 10 p.m. again, and that's on Churn Creek. So 7 to 6. So they have a couple locations, but this is now I love with how they've invested. They've invested them their business into a beautiful downtown spot. I know it's not about guns and shooting. You're not interested, but
it's not true. I'm interested about everything.
Do you want to?
Not yet.
Okay.
But we will talk about it. Spartan Club International is having their 25th annual regional chapter, and we're going to give away. We're going to give away a set of or a coupon here that's good for two people to go there. We'll do that after the top of the hour. But this, you know, they have all types of things there. Drawings. They have a woman's table, which is full of stuff, including a pink camo rifle. They're raffling or they're auctioning off the 25th anniversary Safari Club International rifle, commemorative rifle. It's going to be a Winchester 70. And a variety of calibers there, and a scope. So all of this is going to be – I'm not sure about the scope. Take away the scope. But the rifle will be there, commemorative. It'll have a commemorative medallion on it and the whole thing. So – but we'll be giving those tickets away when we come back. You know, when we come back after the top of the hour, I want to talk about Adam McElveen's idea. One of the things he ran on – was bringing a high-speed fiber optic cable in here, the fiber internet. And they discussed it Tuesday at the city council. It's got so many pluses on this. There's so many pros to this. There's maybe a con or two, but having so many pros to bringing in this high-speed internet, which could be a 10, think about this. For you people that understand this, but 10 gigabits, which is 100 times faster than any other internet in California. Think about that. 100 times faster than your regular internets. Now, the big cities have them, you know, and the big tech companies have them. But I want to talk about that also when we get back. Is that a good idea? Because he's looking at is making it like a city utility and impact on private business. And the impact on cost and the impact it can have, not just on business in our community, but for homes. So I'm going to talk about that when we get back. We're also going to have Open Line Friday. So this is anything you want to talk about, something that's gotten to you this whole week. It could be the Jesse Smollett. It could be Trump found there'd be no collusion, no charges for obstruction. What the Democrats want to do, they want to open up the whole investigation from Mueller without any redactions. Of course, that's not what they said when Clinton's the special counsel wanted to release theirs. Oh, no, we can't do that. There's just so many things in the news that we're opening it up at the top of the hour to start talking about it and anything you want to talk about. Let's see what else.
I do want to talk about some headlines. I have a couple things that I find disturbing as well as that I want to share. And then we'll always take your input on that too. There are definitely news breaking things. So let's ready for our break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
You know, there's going to be from the shooting on Tuesday, and they haven't found the gun, and yet witnesses. So, you know, I hope that people don't rush to judgment on this, because there's a lot of areas out there that gun could have ended up at. When you had two witnesses, one that was talking to him and saw the gun in his hand, I hope people take into account that and then say, oh, they shot a guy who didn't have a gun. Well, by all accounts, he did have a gun, and he was reaching for something in his belt. This is where we go back into what's the reasonable officer going to do. We'll be right back after these messages. Call on Linda Bott. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Why did he back away his threat to immediately close the U.S. border with Mexico? President Trump explains.
After threatening to shut down the southern border as soon as this week, the president has changed course. He denies changing his mind and instead credits Mexico with doing more over the past few days to stop the flow of migrants heading toward the U.S.
If they continue that, everything will be fine. If they don't, we're going to tariff their cars at 25%.
He made his comments before leaving on a trip to California to see a section of border wall being built. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president plans to snub the White House Correspondents Association again, saying he will not be attending its annual dinner, opting instead to hold a campaign-style rally.
The dinner is so boring and so negative that we're going to hold a very positive rally.
No decision yet on where that rally will take place. Does he view former Vice President Biden as a threat should Biden decide to run for president and win the Democratic nomination?
I don't see him as a threat. I think he's only a threat to himself.
And Mr. Trump says trade talks with China have been going well, with two of the most challenging issues already settled. A gunman is dead, a woman hospitalized after a parking lot shooting this morning on base at Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
A male sailor shot a female sailor several times. The victim was transported to Virginia Beach General Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and both of those sailors are assigned to VFA 37.
Navy spokeswoman Beth Baker says a gunman fatally shot by base security personnel. American employers created 196,000 jobs last month, the jobless rate at a super low 3.8%. Wall Street, the Dow's up 28 points, the S&P 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
British Prime Minister Theresa May requesting that the deadline for the UK to leave the European Union be extended to June 30th.
May's request came in the form of a letter to European Council President Donald Tusk, in which she requested the deadline to be pushed to the 30th of June 2019, several weeks after European elections are held. The Europeans would prefer that Britain don't take part in the European Parliament elections from May the 23rd to 26th if it is going to leave. May said in her letter that Britain is reluctantly ready to begin preparations for the European elections if no Brexit deal is reached in the interim. However, the Prime Minister is hoping that she will be able to find a compromise agreement before that time. Karen Chalas, London.
A small Russian bank owned by former U.S. Congressman Charles Taylor has been stripped of its license for allegedly breaking anti-money laundering rules, not according to the Russian Central Bank. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The White House apparently pulled a key department head nomination.
There's confusion about the status of Ron Vitello's nomination to head Immigration and Customs Enforcement. According to three people with knowledge of the move, the Trump administration has sent paperwork withdrawing Vitello's nomination. But some Homeland Security officials are saying the withdrawal was done in error. Other higher-level officials said the move did not appear to be a mistake. Vitello had a Senate hearing in November, and his nomination had passed the Homeland Security Committee. Mike Gross, Washington.
Amid complaints from several women that his touching left them feeling uneasy, former Vice President Biden set to make public remarks. He considers a 2020 run for president. Biden will speak today before the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington. It's unclear, though, as to whether he will address the complaints made against him. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 29 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM at Your Talk Radio. This is Free Fire Radio, our morning show with Carl and Linda Bott. Mwah! We are live and very, very excited to be here on this Friday morning. Yes, we're looking for towards a wet weekend. If we look at our weather, our lows will be 50 tonight and our highs of 60, and we have rain and showers throughout the weekend. Basically kind of across the board here until Monday night, maybe like percentages change with 70 and 90, but you know, across the board, that's what it is. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each time we do read the weather, they are our weather sponsors, veteran-owned business, and they are a wonderful business. 365-3793, and let's go to the phones this morning with our Wells Fargo advisor. We've missed you. Susan Eastman, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good. We're like, where's Susan?
Where's Susan?
So when you called, we're like,
yay! Little chance. But I'm back, and we've had some great market action the last couple of weeks.
Love so, market so action. Moving,
so right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 30 points at 26,415. The S&P 500 is positive 10 points at 2,889. And the NASDAQ Composite is gaining 41 points at 7,933. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board: Snap up 57 cents at 11.85. Chesapeake Energy positive 12 cents, trading at 3.33. And Bank of America up 4 cents at 29.19. For local stocks of interest, Target down 46 cents, trading at 80.90. PG&E positive 27 cents at $19.13. Costco up $1.96 at 246.45. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note yield is 2.51%. And for commodities, gold is up $1.80 an ounce at $1,294. Silver, positive a nickel at $15.24 per ounce. And crude oil trading higher at 43 cents at $62 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, can we still get to you all over at 2705 Park Marina Drive?
Yes, and the roads are open and clear. There's no hail. There's no hail. There's no trees down.
There's no water standing across the road.
No, I can see it clear as well. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
That's right. Susan Eastman, 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 243-7561.
And
really
she,
knows what she's talking about.
She's just great people.
And she's you know what? She's a happy person.
Yeah. And rolling over to happy people celebrating 25 years in business, Joe Adamson's, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Hey, Joe. Now, next weekend.
Good morning.
Hey, next weekend you got your big open house.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. Appreciate you guys promoting it. It's been great.
Absolutely. So,
well, I'm going to go down there, and if you want to watch somebody bench press 480 pounds, you come on in there. I'll be there at 10 o'clock, and we're going to watch Joe do that.
And we're going to be watching somebody else do that.
Yeah, we're going to watch somebody do it. I'm not going to do it.
All right, Joe. So let's hear about your fitness tip.
Well, you know, the month of March was pretty brutal with colds and flu, so I wanted to give a few tips on how to make a comeback from those things. I was down for 3 or 4 days myself, And, you know, just like getting started on an exercise program is pretty gnarly, pretty brutal, pretty tough to do. Getting restarted after a long illness can be difficult as well. You know, people are afraid of relapse. They're afraid to see how far that their fitness has slipped. And frankly, they've just fallen out of the habit of getting to the gym. So here's my advice. Start back with just every day do something, just a daily abbreviated workout, even if it's Linda, you know, walking four blocks to the new Roots juice bar. You know, just get out and get something done, maybe 20 to 30 minutes. And then reduce the intensity to a moderate level. Don't go all out. And then stay hydrated. Avoid really long work days. I know sometimes that's pretty much impossible, but really try and get 8 hours of sleep. And I think if you just slowly ramp up over about a 2-week period, you'll be up back feeling pretty good and just about to your normal fitness level in a couple of weeks.
Joe, you know what? Coming back is so important that, you know, even if you don't do anything but come to the gym and get on the treadmill or the bike for a few minutes, it gets you back into it gets you back into routine again.
Yeah, the routine, you get some endorphins going, get the heart rate up a little bit, it just feels good, and then you're kind of like, hey, I'm back, I can do this.
Yeah.
And gain some confidence back.
Absolutely. It's all about gaining the confidence back, you know.
Yeah, Amy and I are going to a trip to Lake Fantastic next Wednesday as we start rolling again.
Sounds great.
All right, we're looking forward. Right. We're going to get you rolling. That's going to be great.
Okay, now how much are you going to bench press at 10 o'clock on the opening day?
You don't want to see my bench press, Carl.
Well, you know what? I tell people I can do 400 pounds, but they don't know it's a 40-pound bar 10 times. But I'm not even sure about that one right now. So.
Okay, Joe, thanks for calling.
Thanks so much, guys. You bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, let's do a little do you want to do a quick?
25 years in business. This is what I should have asked him.
Okay.
You know, we talk about hard businesses.
Ooh.
I mean, this is a tough business.
He's been at a gym.
Because we've watched others just come in here and leave. Mm-hmm. They've actually expanded from where they were to the place they are now.
Bought the building.
Bought the building. And then, but see, here's a family that has just a great place to work out at, super trainers. And then you get these other places that roll in here, these nationwide ones, for $9.
Well, they're not a corporate owner.
No,
they
that's
own
what I mean.
The building.
They're local.
Their family is all involved. Yeah. Their kids are involved. I mean, it is a team effort. And can you imagine? And they've got, like, Amy's been with them for years. Brooke has been with them for years. We started, that's been our gym of choice. And we started with Adamson's before we were married. And we worked out with Cal. And Cal is now in the...
He's a highway patrolman.
And so is their son. Adamson's son, highway patrolman, goes up to Weaverville.
They both enlisted in the highway patrol about the same time. Mm-hmm. Both of them were stationed in this general area. In fact, I saw Cal not too long ago at an event. And
good, good guy.
It was great to see him there.
Well, it was nice to be personally trained. They've got great trainers. And they worked with Carl and I. We went as a couple. And this is something I'd like us to do again. At least a couple of days a week, even if it's for a half hour, and then we go in. But we're kind of like get on a mission together. It's hard to do it apart, and we're just really thinking about doing the whole routine. Okay, things to do this weekend. I really love the fact that we have in front of us, if you're figuring out, what am I going to do in this rain? Well, number one, and this is things to do out of the date. Want to share that with you before we take a break quick. Voices of the Golden Ghost is scheduled 7 p.m. Shasta College Theater. And this is learn about African-Americans during the California Gold Rush in Voices of the Golden Ghost. And there were more than 2,000 African-American men that came to the gold fields and worked. And the show includes vignettes of life and experiences who came to Shasta and Siskiyou counties to make their better lives. Admission is free. Then number two, Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation hosts its annual baby shower and open house from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's at the Wildlife Center. Shrek the Musical, of course, opens tonight. That's going to run through April 14th.
We've given away all the tickets.
Absolutely. I'm so happy about that.
Speaking of tickets.
And North Valley Art League hosts its member show with Denise Granger, Curbs student show now through April 26th, 7th at the Carter House in Caldwell Park. A few more things here, Carl. The Dip, which is a One Safe Place benefit concert at 8 p.m., is going to hold a concert. And, of course, that is tonight. That is Build a Beast, Sugar Cane and Company, Calvin Black, and Space Cadet.
Wait a minute. Build a Beast?
This is, yeah.
Build a Beast? That's a group?
Belda.
Oh, Belda Beast.
B-E-L-D-A, Beast.
What?
It's a band.
Well, I know. But bands have great names.
I know.
I mean, who would have thought?
Hey, Bernie Baker and Bruce Kahlen are going to be at Cafe Paradiso tonight.
Nobody better than them.
And Riverfront Playhouse presents its stage version. I've heard such wonderful reviews from friends that have been to Mice and Men.
Yeah.
That's going to be at Riverfront Playhouse. And
you gave away all those tickets.
Yeah, I know. Those went fast. The Friends of Shasta County Libraries hosts its annual book sale. That's all happening this weekend.
You know what? There's thousands of things happening, and that's just around here. Hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Super people down there, Rebecca and Henry. Again, these are, you know, when we have talk about people or businesses on here, it's usually because we go to those businesses, and we can tell you for sure. You know, we're just not just throwing names out there. Four Winds Jewelry. Also, we're going to be giving away the couple's ticket for the 25th annual regional chapter of Safari Club International right here in Reading for April 27th. We'll be right back. It is 8:15 in the morning, 54 degrees out there, rain and more rain.
Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at RiverviewGolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Come here, you little devil. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Home Helpers. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. There's no place like home. Stop it.
Hey, there were two. Okay, we've got tickets.
We said we were going to give away tickets.
I know, but we will. But I did. You know, we've got like 10 minutes left of this portion of the show. And there are two things that hit the headlines today that I want to talk about. One is that Boeing has admitted to the fact that they were at fault.
Well, they said that the controls that they were using, the control system, contributed to this.
Okay. So they owned up.
Yeah, but they, and it looks like the pilots on the plane went through all the whole checklist. And it just wasn't enough. The other time it happened, the day before on this one, mm-hmm. there was another guy flying. They call it deadhead or something, dead something. And they're flying along with them. And when it happened, he reached over and he did something. It's not clear what he did, but he got it back under control because the plane did the same thing the day before. And the next day, then of course it crashed. So there's something there, and now the FAA is looking at how they got qualified, and the FAA inspectors are saying, look, they went through all the tests, and all the tests showed that that there was no problems. Yet now it seems to be that they've had two planes fall out of the air due to some kind of problem. Yeah, mm-hmm. I imagine Boeing stock today is not great.
Well, when you own it.
They did.
I think that now they're not going to be going for 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 years in legal court. It's like, we were at fault. We're going to pay for it. And let's fix it. I respect that. So I would buy the stock. It may plummet, but I would buy the stock because you want to, that's a company that I would have respect for that. Okay. Now, this is just something that chills me.
It's specifically erroneous data that went into the flight controls.
The other thing I want to discuss is those mothers that drove their children, thought it was an accident, and now they can tell. This is what's really interesting with technology and cell phones. I mean, for all the things that we hate about them, this is something that, will be studied for some time. These two mothers, the Hart mothers, drug-killed all 6 of their children by driving SUV over the cliff into the Pacific Ocean. And how they know this is through going through a coroner's inquest is generally used in cases involving in-custody deaths or officer-involved shootings where public interest is high and the need for transparency critical. When 6 children and 2 adults die in one accident, we as a society need to know the facts. So,
yeah, because you have to find out was it a vehicle error? Did something break in the vehicle?
Well,
these are things they have to find out. I mean, these were 8 people killed, and so trying to find out what the cause of this is very important, because if it was something that that the vehicle had broken down or something went wrong with the vehicle. You got to know that so you can go back and fix that. Like Boeing saying right here, you know, that, hey, we're going to fix this.
Right.
And we know what caused it, and we're going to fix it. It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. I mean, they owned it, and you're right. They owned it, and they're going to be paying out.
Right.
But they also know what happened so they can make sure it doesn't happen again.
So going back to the mothers, California Highway Patrol investigator Jake Slates testified that the deleted searches that had been recovered from one of the mother's phones included these questions. Can 500 milligrams of Benadryl kill a 120-pound woman? Is death by drowning relatively painless? How long does it take to die from hypothermia while drowning in a car? The SUV's black box computer, I'm sorry, this just bounced around. Forgive me. Gosh darn it. Okay, so the SUV's black box computer recovered from the crash showed that Jennifer Hart drove off the cliff at full throttle. A witness who was camping by the vehicle said he heard the car rev up. Okay, now we know that sometimes we've heard before that there can be mechanical problems and something happens with a foot pedal and a brake pedal. The family's Garmin GPS was recovered several weeks after the crash. It showed that they had stopped at a Walmart in Washington State where it believed Jennifer Hart bought the generic version of Benadryl. 42 doses of generic sleep, including drug, in her system. The children also had high levels of drugs in their bodies, the autopsies found.
And then they still haven't found the body of the 15-year-old. So, and it's because the question was when they went through the whole inquest and all this was there were four things you could find, whether it was an accident, whether it was a suicide, whether it was caused by somebody else. And it came down to it that they were under investigation for the children, that being malnourished, being ill-treated, being beaten, all of these things. And it appears now is what they said is it was suicide and homicide. That they drove off, the mothers drove it off on purpose. So, unfortunately.
And that's just gruesome.
Now, have you ever, who Charlize Theron is,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Incredibly beautiful, incredibly great actress, won the Academy Award.
Considered a goddess by some, and she's like a, red carpet royalty.
She can't find a date. Jared, she can't find a date.
Well, she is set on. She dated Sean Penn.
Oh, well, that tells you one thing.
So, Sean Penn
is kind of a weird kind
of
fellow.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
She's 43. She said that she's shockingly available. And she'd be like, somebody just step up and date her. Jared, I don't have her phone number. But here's... What do you think, man?
Do you think
if I had it, I wouldn't give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to give it to me. It's for you, buddy.
Do you think that you, let me ask you, how many people out there, do you think you could match Charlize? I mean, the blonde, we love that blonde. What's it called? The blonde show where she kicks everybody's butt?
Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde. 80s music. That was like a great show. We could watch it over and over and over again. But, she's been in so many films. One for where she completely changed her appearance and was it called a monster. Was it the monster? What was it called?
The monster, I think it was. She played the serial killer, the woman
right.
that was put to death down in Florida. Yeah, well, you know what? She was she did date. You know, I usually don't talk about this in stars, but she is really such a great actress. And here she is, and she says, I can't find a date. Now, I can't help but believe maybe that's not quite true. Maybe it's a certain level
right.
that she needs a date. I mean, they had said she was dating Brad Pitt. And here's Brad Pitt. It seems like a he was married to Angelina Jolie for such a long time. Then they went through this horrible divorce, accusing each other.
Baggage.
Yeah, accusing
Do
each
I
other.
Do I hear baggage
and
in
Sean,
the room?
And Sean Penn, who is just kind of a strange guy anyway. But
crazy.
When she comes out and says, I'm 43 years old, I can't find a date. I don't believe her, frankly.
Here's the thing.
Her standards may be a little bit high.
Well, and then she's probably intimidating as hell.
Yeah, there's actually another headline. What? Charlize Theron wants somebody to grow up hair and step up.
I love it. Well, she
that wasn't in my article. Thank you very much,
I love
Jerry.
It. Yeah. But she's tall, she's gorgeous, she's accomplished.
Is she only 43? It seems to me that she's been around a long time.
She has been around a long time, but, you know, she's probably had a really good, she probably had a
now, here's
good
another
20
thing.
Year span.
Yeah. Now, here's another thing,
25
too,
year.
Is a lot of people think, well, you know, if I met somebody like that, I know that we'd hit it off. Well, here's the thing. All of us commoners, not that,
right?
You know what I'm talking
I get
about.
When you
these,
say commoners,
these,
yeah.
These Hollywood stars, celebrities, first of all, they're in their own ether.
Yeah,
out there.
That's true.
They're completely cut off, most of them, from society, real society. This is why they make these stupid comments they're always making, because they don't live like the average person does. And if you wanted to date somebody like that, and it has worked a few times, where, you know, you have stars that have met somebody, and they hit it off, and they got married, and they're still married. And the other people were never in the movie industry or any mm-hmm. music or whatever, but that's rare. But when you get into this, oh, I bet if I met Charlize that she'd like me because we have probably a lot of the same things, you know, blah blah. No, you don't.
But
she runs in an ether that you've never seen. And,
right.
And the things that happen there that normal people live in your lives just doesn't occur.
Right.
Or the pressure that they get. An example. I knew, you know, a guy that sold yachts down in San Diego. Some of these huge Hollywood stars couldn't buy a yacht because they didn't have a regular job. They just made a movie that they'd made $10 million on. But when they looked at what it was projected in the future for a $2 million boat, they couldn't. They didn't have the income. They were having to do things like take a second on their homes to buy things like that.
Mm.
I mean, it was really strange, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's some improved big names. Anyway, we've got to take a break. But Charlene's phone number is area code 714-555-8623 for if you're interested in it, 714-555-8723.
No, and people,
we'll be
you
right.
Just messed up the numbers, but that's okay because it's all pretend anyway.
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Here's Judy Judy Maxwell has it all. Insurance and financial under one roof. And she's been helping people since 1993. You want to know anything about insurance? You want somebody to look at your financial plans? It's Judy Maxwell and her team. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give her a call, 221-0441. 8:31 in the morning here, 53 degrees. And it's going to be raining. Looks like it could be raining for the whole weekend, maybe lightening up a little bit this week on Sunday.
Friends and family to share a meal. Elements inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch and dinner on Sunday, April 21st. Brunch 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes a carving station with prime rib, baked ham, crab, a waffle and omelet station. Assorted sides and desserts. Dinner buffet 5 to 9 p.m. includes prime rib, baked ham, and more sides and desserts. For full menus and prices, download the Wind River app. Children 5 and under free. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Leave Easter brunch to us. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system
and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning. It is 8:36 in the morning, 53 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this segment brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, another veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. There is an emergency at the border. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, which newspaper, which television station, anything. How can you not say when they released 17,000 people in 12 days? 17,000 people came across the border, and the Department of Homeland Security literally was busing them into interior cities along the border so they could drop them off. Meanwhile, you talk, El Paso is down there saying we're being overrun.
Can you imagine if you live there?
They are set up here. I mean, we could have 500,000 in the next few months of people coming in. They're coming by caravans through Mexico. And people say there's no emergency on the border. They can't handle the system. Cannot handle all these people coming across. There's just so many of them. And it's things like, it's not especially food, but it's places to put people. And it's medical care, because many of the people coming across are sick. And, or they have a disease like tuberculosis or other things that we don't have, you know, numbers like that, because they have not been, you know, just because they have not had the health care that is offered to us here in our country. But this is an emergency. Why can't people see this? What are they going to do? You know, and you say, oh no, they're not going to build a wall. This is an emergency. Just let them in. That was actually a representative said that. And Bezos, the guy that Beto. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you don't want to say Bezos.
Okay, no, Bezos is somebody else. Oh, okay. Bezos is Amazon.
All right.
Who just, his wife just got a $34 billion divorce settlement.
Well, they made it quickly.
Wait a minute. Let me say this again. $34 billion. But yeah. You know what? He is still the richest man in the world after losing $34 billion.
Well, they were married for years and years and years.
Hey, you want to fool around with somebody?
And they have kids, and I don't know, 20 years in the marriage, something like that. Anyway,
go back to shifting over is we do have an emergency here. I don't know why both sides can't see this. Now, the only way you can do this is if you actually really keep the, you know, seal the border, and let's take care of the ones that we have here. It's been in our country. DACA. These people were born, you know, they came here when they were 2 years old, many of them did. Let's find some way of finding a quick way to get them as, and to make them American citizens, or probably as American as most of us are, and then have them, you know, let's bring them into the system. And then, but we can't do that if we have hundreds of thousands of people still coming across that don't speak English. They don't have jobs. They don't, you know, many of them are sick. And what are we going to do with this? Tell me this isn't an emergency.
Well, it says the latest DHS likens border issues to Category 5 hurricane. Okay, now can you just visualize
illegal
that?
Illegal immigration levels may reach 500,000 over the next 3 months. And Mexico is doing nothing about it. So Trump is saying, fine, let's just start putting car tariffs on you. And you know what? There's, I think there's things we could do to really have Mexico at least slow this down. We can take it. You know, remember what happened in Europe? And everybody said, oh, wow, look at that. I mean, hundreds of thousands of refugees flowing in from the Middle East, from Syria, coming into Germany and Italy and all these other places. I mean, over, you know, hundreds of thousands here, a million here. I mean, it adds up quickly that they've got, you know, so Europe has had so many refugees coming in from the Middle East and the wars that are going on there. And we said, people said, this could happen to us here in the United States. Oh, no, no, that won't happen. Well, it's happening. Think about this. 500,000 people in 3 months.
Delays at entry points are already mounting. That's because as many, listen to this, 2,000 border officers assigned to check trucks and cars are being shifted to deal with migrant crowds. Wait times at Brownsville, Texas were 180 minutes, double the wait last year, and there were 150 trucks at Otay Mesa, California, still waiting when the border station closed for the day.
I was there down there at Otay Mesa.
Otay.
I was down there with the Highway Patrol looking at how they do the checks and all this. And, you know, they you know, it's organized, but it takes time. They've got dogs there, you know, doing the whole thing. So you're talking about 3 hours to get through there, if not longer.
Right.
And they have, you know, it's not going to be unusual to see, since they're pulling people out, so they try to take care of this surge, that people are going to have to get in line, and it's going to take you a day to get across. Especially if, and then they're pulling out vehicles all the time to have them inspected. Of course, you'd be surprised at how many brand new, you know, 18-wheelers are coming.
It's an emergency. I mean, because these people are flooding the country. Do you see this elsewhere?
The Annunciation House in El Paso has spent over $1 million in the last 5 months to pay for hotel rooms after their 24 shelters filled to a capacity in El Paso. And they're being overrun down in El Paso. And these, some of these small border towns, they just, you know, it's just, they can't handle it. There's just, they just, they're just 1,000. When 1,000 people come to your town, what do you do? Imagine 1,000 people
coming to Reading. So my question
is, that don't speak English, that don't have a job, they don't have money. I mean, what do you do with 1,000 people?
Okay, so I always think of, I know this is weird, I think of, what do you do with the human waste? Where does that go? How about the toilet paper? How about the trash? I think of the remains of what is left behind while chomping through, you know. And I just think it's so, it's got to be unsanitary. Carl.
Well, it is. And the thing is that they're out. This is the problem. When you have that many people there, you don't have that many facilities. So, and then they got, you know, people are angry because, well, let's put them on a, you know, put them on bases, military base. Oh, no, that's bad. And there's a law that says you can't keep a kid in a, you know, in an institution for more than 20 days. So, you know, so they turn them loose, they put them back with their parents, and what do? They just bust them into their interior. Well, in California, which is a sanctuary state, I'm surprised that, frankly, that Trump says, okay, you know what, down there in along the borders, the Otay Mesa and, you know, the Tijuana, San Diego, and a couple other crossings. Just pull your people. You're a sanctuary state. You take care of it. Do you know how long it would take California to be flooded with people? And then you would have your 1,000 people up here in Redding. You'd have, can you imagine the tens of thousands that came across there? And then see how much you like being a sanctuary state. We're already at the, we have the more people on in the poverty level than anybody else in the United States. So imagine having 500,000 people come across the border because Trump says, you know, I need those people someplace else. You're going to have to put your people on the border. And this is after Newsom pulled off the National Guard. I just, you know, that to me would make sense. And then we'd find out how long people supported the sanctuary state, the sanctuary cities and all this. See how long you support that when you've got thousands of people coming into your city. Imagine this in Hollywood. Hey, how many can Hollywood take? How many can Beverly Hills take? How many illegals can Beverly Hills really, really take? 1,000? 5,000? 1? We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, specialist in emergency care, certified by the Joint Commission, Advanced Primary Stroke Facility, and in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, the top 50. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Great people down there doing great work. Community compassion and caring at Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:45 in the morning, 53 degrees. Looks like it's going to be raining today, tomorrow, and the next week. And when we come back, Safari Club International, you get your tickets. We'll be right back. Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
Last segment here on Friday, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The weather is rainy. It's going to be rainy tomorrow and maybe not as rainy Sunday, but we're going to have winter storm warnings going out, snow at 6,000 feet, and more rain, and heavy winds, 53 degrees. The weather report's brought to you by, of course, Shasta Gas Propane. And our friends over at SST Oil is bringing us this segment, and I mean that, our friends over there, Bill and Dana and all the people. They're, you know, been in the business now 52 years right here in town. They handle all of the diesel, oil, gas deliveries, but they also have the kerosene heaters, water heaters, and take care of that. They have, the diesel exhaust fluid right here, which any diesel truck needs to have in there by law. All of this is right here. They help a lot of people. They take on a lot of causes that help our community at SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for great employees, always. And it is an employee-owned company, so that tells you something about it, SST Oil. Okay, we have a certificate for a free couples meal ticket worth $90. Plus, you get to be there and watch all the great things happening, and there's all types of raffle items and table items and things for sale and things to buy, things to win. You can win a safe with guns all in it. Safe with guns, everything.
And just remember, when you do go to this event and you purchase, you know, a silent auction item, the monies are going to go towards scholarships.
Scholarships,
and
habitat.
We had, exactly. And so, you know, when you think of hunting, it's all not just, you know, gun. No. It's what we love about the Safari Club International. What I love, like with Ducks Unlimited, is taking care of the habitat and going back into how to maintain lands and culling and things that are very important for the environment as well. So you'll learn a lot about that. We became members. Yeah, we love the camo and the guns and all that stuff. But, I mean, there's so much more to it. So just know that when you go and you buy your tickets, that we love the fact that they do give away a couple $1,000 scholarships if there's more than $1,000 scholarships.
I think they're going to be giving away two or three this year.
Yeah.
Okay, and Safari Club International, we have the you can take this home with you and come join us on the 27th. It's 605-4567. Give us a call. Let's go to the phones. Gene, good morning. Hello, Gene.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Well, we were talking about the immigration situation, and I think that, number one, George Soros is paying to bring them up here. And I understand that he gives credit cards. He's given money to the IMF, I think it's the IMF, and they get credit cards to come up. And he has a huge spread in New York. I think we could stack probably 10,000 of them up into his property. His whole thing is to bring down the United States. He has said that in an interview. We must bring down the United States in order for one world government. And we can take, like, Governor Newsom. We can take how many, you know, probably a couple, 4,000 onto his property. Nancy Pelosi. All of these people who have voted for stopping border construction and all of this, they own them. And
well,
we could
like
take
I said,
all of these, all so many of these people. They've got wineries. Stick them in the winery. She's got a big wall around her house. We'll have a ladder, and they can all go over her wall and camp out. And they own them. Take them to every one of these legislators. Who, you know, here's a busload of them They're yours.
Bring them into your city that or bring them into your town that you're representing. You know, a lot of them represent, they all represent like a million people in there. So a lot of small towns just, okay, take your 10,000, take your 1,000, take your 500 and see how long that lasts. It won't. And again, I call for President Trump to pull his DHS off the border in California. Let California worry about it because they want to be a sanctuary state. Okay,
well,
Jean, thanks a lot.
Every one of them that's a sanctuary state, just take them in, like I said, to all of these lawmakers who sit there and vote no. Let's see if you're going to be responsible for them.
Okay.
And see how long that's going to last.
It won't last long.
Because I'm not paying, they totally changed the country. I mean, my solution to the problem is to take the United States Armed Services, and we go down to Central America, and it is now called USA South.
Oh,
and
well,
we will take over the damn countries down there, and they want to come to the United States. We will take the United States to you, and now we will establish another country. I mean, Russia did it with Crimea, didn't hear a big complaint. So let's take our country and take over their country, and it'll become ours, and they can stay there, develop it. It'll be wonderful.
Okay, Jean. Thank you. Okay.
You have to think outside the box.
Thinking outside the box there, invading other countries and making them little parts of America. I don't know. I mean, it's everything's open for discussion. Okay,
did we get a winner for this?
We didn't get a winner for this.
Oh, Vint got the tickets.
Okay, buddy. Now.
Congratulations. Got to come
we
in.
We also, in the last 5 minutes here, we have rodeo.
Oh, sorry, 5 minutes left.
We got rodeo tickets.
Red Bluff Roundup. Okay, and the Red Bluff, we talked earlier about the wild horse races and, of course, the mutton busting. And the Red Bluff Roundup is really different than the Reading Rodeo. It's got a different, Grounding works the stock there, and he works the stock here.
A lot of different stock contractors there.
Right.
But you're right, but it's a different feel.
It is a
Both
different feel.
Both of them are great, great, great rodeos. But the Roundup has got a different feel to it.
And the Roundup started, we talked about this the other day, I think, when Enjoy came on, and we said, when was the first Red Bluff Roundup? And there was a different amalgamations, if you will. But the 1926 is when it officially became the Red Bluff Roundup. So you can imagine that what's transpired through the years. And, of course, we know the famous movie called 8 Seconds, which had Red Rock and Lance.
No, it was...
Red Rock.
Yeah, Red Rock, the bull, had been unridden and went into – and, gosh, I cannot believe I have forgotten the name of that young man. But he was
– I thought it was Lance.
Champion bull rider. And they had, of course, the big battles between him and Red Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the movie 8 Seconds, mm-hmm. Lane Frost.
Okay. Thank you.
And,
Lane Frost. And, So anyway, what we're going to do right now is we've got 4 tickets. Yes, they're all together. Section 11, row 12. So you have 9, 10, 11, and 12. So there's 4 seats. These are for Sunday, April 21st. That is Easter Sunday. It's at 1:30 in the daytime. And we're going to give you 4 tickets. So it's a good little family pack. You may go to church or whatever you do on Easter, after your Easter egg hunt, and then take the kids or the family or the parents or however you want to do that. 2 couples. So give us a call right now, 605-4567. Want to give these away this morning. Make sure you're going. And it's not just, I get something free. We want you to actually put your butts in the seats. Red Bluff Roundup.
That sounds like a threat.
April 21st, 1:30. Give us a call.
Well, we're going to be there probably.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, well,
people
we could be.
People talk. They
We're
going to
be there. We're going to be there. We'd go to all of these because I love rodeo.
Yeah.
I love the
me too.
Smell of the blood and the beer. And No.
Kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood
I think
and the booze.
No, that was a bar I was in Prescott.
Yeah. That was a, what's his name, Johnny Cash song.
Johnny Cash,
And that was my boy named Sue.
Boy named Sue. Everybody, have a great weekend. It's going to be rainy, but there's so many things to do. We've got Shrek. We gave away tickets for Shrek. There's just a number of things that are going on here in town. It's raining, but, you know, maybe take a time then to see what you can do to help out somebody else also.
Make it a great weekend and be kind to your neighbor.
Yeah, okay. This, of course, is the beginning also, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure now because of the rain of squeak season.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before in Alturas. It's the beginning of squeak season. The fact is that LaMoffa. Why isn't Congressman LaMoffa on today? It's the first Friday. I forgot to mention it. He's on Air Force One with President Trump flying into California to check the border out.
Wow.
So, yeah, and they said, you know, when I got the notification, said that, sorry for late notification, but he's going to be on Air Force One, you know, coming back down here, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have him on early next week.
Great.
As soon as we can get that arranged so he can talk about this trip. Because I want to ask him, what's Air Force One look like? I mean, are the seats nice? They talk about a bunch of reporters that
always
travel with
them. It's a moving city.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know.
It's like conference rooms.
They have, like, showers in there and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine you get a tour through there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you
do. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday morning. Carl and the Bot. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.